Welcome back. You're watching Newslink. Humanitarian and Gift of the Givers founder Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman has been honoured by the University of the Western Cape. Suleiman recently received an honorary doctorate for his work for the foundation. For more on this and to give us an update regarding the fires that rocked at Gqeberha recently, he joins us now via Zoom. A very good morning to you, Doc, and a congratulation to you on that honorary doctorate. Perhaps share with us your initial feelings when you were approached by the university to receive such an honor.
Good morning, Rofiba. It's always a pleasant surprise when you get nominated for an honorary doctorate, because in my line of work, it's very important to have relationship with academic institutions. It's a seat of learning, it's a seat of progress. But to me, it was extra special because in the last year, we've had a closer relationship with the University of the Western Cape, which has been known as the Struggle University. A lot of my team members have qualified from there, whether in the dentistry field and many other fields. But what was particularly important for us this year, when we did outreach programs to those in the field to help do community outreach medicine, we took in 50 members in February and another 8 in September. The university was very keen and actually supported us with furniture, with equipment, with students to come out and be part of our team. And it created a new idea for us. Then in future missions, we need to train our students. They offered to build a relationship in terms of the health sciences and other faculties. You know, and we've had the dealings with them throughout the year on many matters related to the functioning in society of what we do. So it was really pleasing for me to be associated with that university.
No, absolutely, Doc. But I think our viewers should also understand that the work that you've done with Gift of the Givers over the years across different parts of the continent and so on has not been an easy feat. And you've had to work to garner the necessary resources to ensure that people in different situations, stressful situations, get the assistance they need. Talk us through some of those challenges that you have faced over the years, and yet you've kept going as an organization.
Well, the basis is important. A spiritual teacher gave me the instruction on the 6th of August, 1992, saying that I need to form an organization. They gave me the name Gift of the Givers and instructed me to help all people of all races, all religions, all colors, all classes, all cultures, of any geographical location and of any political affiliation, and to do this unconditionally. He even said that there'll be challenges, and he said that we must be the best at what we do. And the important thing to remember that whatever we do is done through us and not by us. Once you accept an instruction like that, you don't allow any obstacle or challenge or difficulty to prevent you or hinder you from doing what you have to do. Because at the end of the day, he mentioned that the dignity of people is foremost. And when people are in trouble and in difficulty, you need to respond to them. If you put it the other way around, if you, your child, your family were caught up in that situation, you would expect somebody to come and assist you. So yes, you know, the growth has been challenging, but in challenge you learn. We've learned so many skills, but the greatest thing that we've learned is the generosity, the love, the compassion, and the good-heartedness of South Africans. We've grown simply. Gift of the Givers is not one person's issue. It's the entire country that's put its weight behind us in all sectors, religion, politics, media, government, the corporates, the whole country, NGOs, ordinary people. So we really appreciate the support of the people who made us grow to where we are today.
Yeah, and that's such an important point to raise, Doc, because one wonders, when we hit the pandemic in 2020 and then subsequently the Russian invasion, there was a lot of economic turmoil that would have impacted a lot of stakeholders and what they were able to give. Did you find that a lot of stakeholders that you've just mentioned remained resilient against the economic conditions and were still able to give as much? Or did you find that you struggled to garner the necessary resources that you needed for the different initiatives?
That's why I said the love of South Africans. 2020, 21, and 22 have been the three best years of Gift of the Givers. The most productive, the most funds arrived, the most support, the biggest growth. The growth went straight upwards vertically in every direction because of the generosity of South Africans, and not only because of the generosity. Compassion came into the corporate world, where the corporate world itself came forward and said, we understand the difficulty of poor people because we ourselves have now gone through it during COVID. And to me, the defining moment was on the 11th of April, 2022, when the flood waters in KZN floods were rising 8 meters in 45 minutes. And I'm expecting calls from all over the province to say, send a boat, send a helicopter, send a diver, send an excavator, the boundary wall fell down. No such call. The only call that came, or calls that came, were from CEOs of companies right into 1 o'clock in the morning. Mm. And the only question was, what do you need and how much do you need? And when you get that kind of support from South Africans, you know we're on a very good trajectory in the interests of the people of our country.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, Doc, let's talk about the fires that broke out earlier in the week in Seaview, in Gqeberha. What is the update there? We do know that the fires were contained, but the firefighters are on standby should anything flare up once again. What is the latest?
No, the fires were not contained. They were put out in certain places, but they keep coming back in the same place or another place. We were woken at 3 this morning to say, please come. The residents were panicking. There was a big fire coming in a sports complex and a big housing complex right near where the fire started. And the biggest challenge has been the wind. And because of the wind, it's picked up speeds to over 45 knots, very fast, strong winds. And then the helicopters that we brought in can't fly with that kind of wind. So we were basically hamstrung from 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon because of the continuing strong wind, which came right into the early hours of this morning. But fortunately, you know, we had enough ground crews. A tribute goes to the firefighters of the city, the ordinary individuals of the city who came with their own bucket, their own water tank, their own hose. People, community police forums and neighborhood watches, everybody was awake and alert. And we brought in extra 30 volunteers to assist the firefighters. We brought in our own teams, our own water tankers. But today, we've been taking our guidance from the weatherman, Mr. Garth Sampson. He tells us the wind is going to go up, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. And we know then how to intervene. So today we're hoping that we're finally going to kill all the fires. We've got 2 helicopters and 2 bomber planes in the sky to make sure that we drop 8,000 liters of water every round that we fly. And hopefully with all the firefighters on site and the local people, we may contain the fire today. One important point is, this has been the most important preventative intervention in fire in our history. Had we not done that, big malls would have burned. The Bay West Mall was in serious danger. The Moffat Express was in serious danger. And because the helicopters and the fire bombers came, we cut out those fires from the air in very, very critical areas. And it's incredible that only 1 or 2 houses caught on fire and not hundreds of them.
Absolutely. And then just very briefly, Doc, no one, you can confirm to us, has been hurt as a result of these flare-ups?
No, not one. Okay. Not a single person has been affected, except 2 unfortunate incidents. 3 firemen were robbed in one of the areas they were working. And last night, some equipment got stolen from the helicopter, from the 2 helicopters. Other than that, nobody has been injured. Nobody got killed. And everybody worked in advance. Even in the Seaview informal settlement, people walked out of their homes in advance of the fire. That doesn't happen normally. Mm. People don't like to leave their homes in an informal settlement. And arrangements were made quickly. Trucks were brought. Our teams were on site. Put them up in the community hall. We had blankets, mattresses, food, water, diapers, everything for them. So it is one of the best symbols of community cooperation, what all tiers of the municipality and NGOs and civic society. If we work like this, as one example, we can do great things for our country.